You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
You're listening to End Time World News, and I'm your host, Eric. Go to redcircle.com/endtimeworldnews. That's redcircle.com/endtimeworldnews. Like, share, subscribe if you like the podcast, folks. And again, your donations are always welcome and greatly appreciated. Your donations, folks, definitely help keep us on the air, and we use the money for content management and creation. We don't get rich. We're nonprofit, and that's what we do to help us keep going each and every week. So if you're interested in donating, we have lots of different ways. We even have PayPal, Venmo, and Cash App. There's lots of ways to donate to the program. So if you get something out of today's program, I would appreciate it. I'm Eric. I'm your host, and this is End Time World News. End Time World News, in case you're just joining us right now today, folks, End Time World News is a podcast, an independent and alternative media organization. We're dedicated to finding the truth and issues facing Christians and non-Christians in the world every day. If you have any questions, prayer requests, or need more information about the podcast, contact us at endtimeworldnews@protonmail.com. That's endtimeworldnews@protonmail.com. Okay, folks, let's get into today's podcast. Today's podcast comes from naturalnews.com. That's naturalnews.com, dated Friday, March 31st. Yes, we're the end of March. Praise God Almighty. We are the end of March. It's been a rough few months since I've been up here for about 3 months in Michigan, folks. And before we start today's podcast, my mom just passed. She passed away, and it was very sad last Monday, and it was very, very, very hard on me. She passed away, and I'll miss my mom. I'll really, really, really miss my mom. And it's very, very, very hard. She passed away on the 27th. And at 5:02 p.m., I was holding her hand. And that's why I haven't done a few podcasts. Forgive me, folks. Forgive me. Hopefully God will find it in his heart to forgive me. Normally, I'm like clockwork, and I do this podcast at least once or twice a week. But with a lot of things going on and the passing of my mom here just this past Monday, life has been very, very hard. So we will get over it, and praise God Almighty. My mom's in a better place, and we will move on. So with that being said, let's get into today's podcast from naturalnews.com. This is dated Friday, March 31st, 2023. This is going to be a little bit controversial, folks. I do apologize, but it's something that needs to be put out there. It's something that needs to be said. If nobody wants to speak up in the Christian community, I sure as heck will, because I'm getting sick and tired of being stepped on, being disrespected, most importantly, being stepped on, called names for being Christians, and just slander, and it just goes on and on and on, the outrage. So the headline on today's podcast, folks, is Nashville Transgender Christian School shooting occurred just days after the Trans Day of Vengeance protest. Here we go. Hold on, folks. Just as before, the transgender Audrey Hale, she's 28, shot up the Christian Day School in Nashville, Tennessee. A transsexual extremist movement announced plans for a day of vengeance, to stop trans genocide, specifically by raising money for firearms, okay? Left-wing radicals tweeted, then deleted the following the shooting, a message about the Trans Day of Vengeance, which is actually a three-day event planned for March 31st through April 2nd in Washington, D.C., is what they've now deleted, the tweet said. We hope to see you in D.C. online, The time is now. Enough is enough. The country is full of hate, and hate is not welcomed in this country. We are human beings, and we all always exist. You are all not worth it. Let's unite. And then hashtag Trans Day of Vengeance, ? And then, of course, then they had a dance party fundraiser for March 7th, 8 to 2, and 18 plus, $10 suggestion. And then, of course, benefiting firearm self-defense training for trans people. Come boogie with us and defend trans life. As of the time of this writing, the Day of Vengeance website is still accessible, even if it is above the tweet or not. And I'll leave a link in the description, folks. Related, Democrats are encouraging transgender violence against normal society by pushing, criminalized parents and others for refusing to participate in their children's trans delusions. Vengeance means to inflict harm or injury or mutation, the like, and which is exactly what Audrey Hale did to teachers and students at the Covent School. And that's what people have to understand, folks. Let me just pause, and I digress for just a second here on this podcast. Audrey Hale, I believe, was 28 years old, walked into the school and started shooting up people. The media, and I repeat, the media, namely the Democrats and all the liberal media, is saying they don't care about the six, and I repeat six. You had, three adults and three children, or two adults and four children. I forget the exact numbers, but six people. The six people in the Christian school did not matter. But yet though, because Audrey Hale was a shooter and happened to be transgender, she is a casualty as well. So they're saying that there's seven victims there, not six. They're counting the shooter as a victim. This is how perverse, this is how sick this society is. And again, I digress as I say that, this, folks. God forgive me here. But the United States has become so dysfunctional, so perverted, so dysfunctional. Right is wrong. Wrong is what? Right. No wonder people were the laughing stock of the world, at least under this President Joe Biden. And this is like this under any Democrat, folks. They give in to the minorities. I'm going to say this. This is a strong statement. I'm going to say this. And this podcast is going around the world. Praise God for that. that there are not as many transgender, homophobic, and gay people in this country as they would like to be. They seem to think out of about 370 million, give or take, that there's the way they talk, there's like 25 or 50 million of them. No, there's not. There's not. When people are gay, most people, I've worked for over 37 years of my life. Hear me, I'm well over 50. I'm in my middle 50s plus. I've worked for over 37 years of my life. I've worked with gay and homosexual people. That's fine as long as they keep that stuff and they don't bother me about it. We work perfectly fine together. But the minute they start trying to push that sinful, godforsaken opinions, lifestyles, etc. on me, I lay down the line. It's just like I lay down the line. I mentally take like a knife and just cut it right out and cut it right off. I stop that immediately. The minute they attack my Christian faith, the minute they start attacking God, somebody has to get off their can out there. And Christians like to stay in their what? Their comfort zone. And we have to defend God and Jesus Christ. Somebody has to stand up, folks. Somebody has to say no. If none of y'all want to say no, I'll say no. I might die trying, but we only have one life to live. And you have to give your life to Jesus Christ, folks. That's the most important thing to do on the planet, to bring as many people as possible. That's our mission. No, I'm not a pastor. I'm not a doctor or pastor or anything else. I'm not trying to tell you how to live. This is only a suggestion. It's from the Bible. God wants you to do his will through Jesus Christ. That's biblical, folks. You know it and I know it. And this transgender shooter that walked in there in this Christian school, at Covenant School, walked in there, this Audrey Hale.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get 16-ounce packs of flavorful Angus 90% lean ground sirloin for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then buy two, get two free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Age 28 and started shooting everybody up is a very sick person. And again, the media, the Democratic Party, even the president is defending her. We become, in this United States of America, for which I live, we become such a sick, 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 perverse society. God help us all. I'll get back to the podcast here, folks. The trans cult casual use of the term vengeance is concerning in this context, seeing how the dictionary definition of the word reads as follows: infliction or injury or harm or humiliation or something like that on a person by another who has been harmed by that person is violent revenge. For all intents and purposes, shooting up staff and students at a Christian elementary school qualifies as vengeance. The only part that does not fit the idea is the trans genocide, which does not actually exist. The notion that trans extremists must get violent against the rest of society in retaliation for their delusions of being murdered by society. If anything, the trans cult receives the special rights and privileges that are not afforded to the normal straight people. And that's what you have to understand. We bend over backwards as a society to cater to this sick cult, folks. These people need prayers. They need help in the worst possible way. They are demon-possessed. Satan has a hold of their soul. And the only thing that we could do is pray for these people, folks. Seriously pray. They need help in the worst possible friggin' way. And yet the rhetoric coming from the trans cult portends and transgender people everywhere are being murdered by society. And the only way to fix the problem is to take an eye for an eye, which is apparently what Hale did by shooting up her former school. Like climate change, which is a hoax, by the way, the whole nation of transgenocide is a hoax, writes John Nolte in Breitbart News. It turns out that the murder rate of transgender people is less than half that of the general population. In other words, true genocide occurring against straight people, not people who live their lives through their lens of their six-colored rainbow. The trans cult means by genocide that in some states, including Tennessee, are passing laws to protect children against transgender mutilation and groomers who are constantly pushing it on them at public schools and in public libraries. Gender-affirming care is nothing more than the horror of permanently mutilating a child. Nolte explains, pointing out that the transgender mutation of children is a true genocide that normal people need to be fighting back against. And again, this is done through breast removal, penis removal, unspeakable treatment, using chemicals to stop puberty, and other contexts that are chemically castrating sex. In other words, they're chemically castrating using sex offenders. Thousands of children are being sacrificed this way on the demonic altar of the trans movement. Like, share, subscribe. If you like this podcast, folks, and I'm sorry, this has been horrendous for me, and as I'm sure most Christians out there would agree, that's horrendous for you. To know they would rather elevate this transgender person and make them seem like a martyr than the six Christian, the children and the adults that got murdered and the Christian elementary school. This is what we become. America has become such a sick society. Folks, if you're not giving your life to Jesus Christ and ask him to come into your life, it's that time. I always do a calling, or I try to, after every podcast or just about every podcast when I have time. And it's that time, folks, if you want to give your life to Jesus Christ. We're living in a crazy world. We're waiting upon the second coming of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. If you don't give your life to Jesus Christ, there is no second chance, folks. That's it. You will be going to hell. You will be burning. I've given my life to Jesus Christ. I've rededicated my life to Jesus Christ, but I'm still not perfect. We all fall short of the glory of God. And if you want to give your life to Jesus Christ right now, please find a quiet spot. Find a quiet spot. If you're at home, if you're at work, go out in your truck, go out in your car. Just a place where you can go for 4 or 5 minutes. This won't take very long, folks. Just find a nice, quiet place so you can say a little prayer and dedicate your life and give your life to Jesus Christ. Okay? Here we go, folks. If you'd like to receive the gift of God that God has for you today, say this prayer with your heart and your lips out loud. Here we go, folks. Dear Jesus, come into my heart. Forgive me of my sin. Wash me and cleanse me. Set me free. Jesus, thank you that you died for me. I believe that you are risen from the dead and that you are coming back again for me. Fill me with your Holy Spirit. Give me passion for the lost, a hunger for the things God, and the holy boldness to preach the gospel of Jesus Christ. I am saved. I am born again. I am forgiven. I'm on my way to heaven because I have Jesus in my heart. I pray. If you said that prayer, dear God, if you said that, folks, in the name of Jesus, with your heart, God knows it. I commend you, and I thank you, and I commend you. You are now saved. There's three things you need to do very quickly, folks, before I conclude this podcast. The first thing you need to do, the very first thing, is get a hold of a Bible, a Holy Bible, and just start reading it. If you don't have a Bible, then we'll get into that in just a second, but order one. You can order one for $20 or less on Amazon. If you're on a budget like me and millions of people around the world, really tight budget and can't afford very many things nowadays with inflation, with this economy, they're trying to wreck the world, and that's what they're doing. Through global supply and demand. You know, it's all a game. It's a game to these people. This is the bringing the mark of the beast system. That's all this is, folks. It's all engineered. It's pre-engineered. If you don't have a Bible, then find a good church that preaches the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, that preaches the Trinity, and ask a pastor, a student pastor, a deacon, say, hey, I would like to study the Bible. Could you help me out? And I guarantee you, they'll get you a Bible that'll be yours. And then start going back and studying that Bible. And while you make a list of questions, then get with the person that gave you the Bible at church now and ask them questions. What is salvation? When is Jesus Christ returning? What is the afterlife? What is hell? Can Jesus forgive me? What do I need to do to stay in God's good graces? What are the Ten Commandments? I mean, there's millions of questions, folks. Write all them questions down and ask. And then the third and final step, folks, is what you need to do is also think about getting baptized. And you can do that. You know, it just whenever you're ready, you can do that whenever you're ready. And you'll need to arrange that so that the church and congregation see that. And that's a living testimony to Jesus. It symbolizes the death and resurrection of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. That's what the baptism does, the death, the burial, and the resurrection. And that's what the water symbolizes. And that's what you need to do. So, and that's it, folks. I congratulate you. I commend you. I congratulate you. Praise God. And again, if you have any questions, you can always write to us, endtimeworldnews@protonmail.com. I'm Eric. I'm your host. And this is End Time World News. Please like, share, subscribe if you like the podcast, folks. And definitely think about donations. If you got anything out of today's podcast, anything, please think about donating. We have many ways to donate just to help keep us on the air week after week. We can't make it without you. That's it, folks. This is End Time World News, and I'm your host, Eric. Go to redcircle.com/endtimeworldnews. That's redcircle.com/endtimeworldnews. Like, share, subscribe if you like the podcast. Folks, be well, be safe, but most importantly, God bless you and your family. Thank you for listening. Bye for now.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.